Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Tarek Brock, Brock Bucks and the Bergs podcast. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you this morning? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, nice win last night.
Man, I'm doing great. You know, just waiting for my wife to get in today for the weekend and the first part of the Dodgers series. It was a great win for us last night. Like, we needed it desperately after, you know, the two games that we had in Kansas City. You know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. First name, T-A-R-R-I-K. Last name, B-R-O-C-K. S-R Senior. And, man, let's get into last night.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Last night, the fish came to town. They're on a little bit of a losing streak. You guys, you know, met there in the middle to try to square the books. And the Marlins had you down 3-2 in the eighth. And up steps Jacob Stallings to clear the bases. Take us through that.
Man, we just put together some at-bats. It was great to get a spark plug last night and keep Ryan Hayes, you know, return back to the lineup after being out on a 60-day DL. You know, Brian Reynolds early in the game hits a home run, and we just continue to battle. Their pitchers, you know, lost his arm for a little bit. We stayed disciplined, and it set the stage for Jacob Stallings to battle. I mean, the first pitch of their bat, he breaks his bat, and he's just fouling off pitches over the first base dugout as a right-handed hitter. And, you know, lo and behold, he gets the ball down and in and absolutely turns on it and, you know, clears the bases. And we just kind of give it to our players. I mean, they're running the bases hard, smart, and, you know, we were able to get around the bases and clear them. So it was a great win for us. It was great for Jacob because we hit some balls in Kansas City that got ran down and guys were, you know, disappointed. But, you know, nights like that definitely helps out tremendously.
Yeah, you know, we talked on Monday. You were in Kansas City. You were on national TV, 5 o'clock out here in Los Angeles. It's nice to see the Pirates and Royals on. I know you were catching the bus. You guys went to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Take us through that for people who have never been to Kansas City. Man, I was wearing my Pittsburgh Crawford shirt. You got the Kansas City Monarchs thing going. What's that museum like? I mean, it must be a must-see type of thing when you go to Kansas City along with the barbecue food.
Man, it is the it's the best thing ever. You know, as you're walking up, you know, they have the, you know, the signs out with some, you know, some literature there, and all you could do is just be like, what is this going to be about? And as soon as you walk in, it's a statue of Buck O'Neill, who was, you know, instrumental in setting this whole thing up and preserving the legacy of the Negro Leagues. And then we have, you know, Bob Kendrick is the best at storytelling. I mean, he took us on a private tour, and I mean, just hearing, you know, the stories, hearing, you know, about the travel, you get to see, you know, contracts, teams, you just get just a total, like, the best history lesson that you can get. It just leaves you in awe. And, you know, you just, like, yeah, that was my second time going. And it's like every time I go, I learn a little bit more. I tap into more of history. And it makes me so proud that I'm a part of a special game. And then also understanding, you know, the struggles of others, like, you're truly talking about for the love of the game, you know, those men, you know, and a few women that played in the league definitely played for the love of the game. And so it just, you know, you just try to, you know, rub on a couple of statues and, you know, try and rub off a little bit of luck and try and carry it on for, you know, the rest of the season in your life in certain areas.
Yeah, now you're in a city where you see the statues out there, Mazeroski, Stargell outside PNC Park. You walk the Roberto Clemente Bridge. The tradition in Pittsburgh, it's just amazing in itself as well.
Yes, I mean, it's great, you know, and, you know, our city had two teams here, the Pittsburgh Crawfords and the Graves as well. And, yeah, you know, when you drive up to the stadium, you know, you got the Clemente statue, you know, Pop Stargell. You know, it's just like, wow, you see your own history here, and you appreciate it. As when you go to other ballparks, but it's just special here because it's where our stadium is located. You know, you're walking across a, you know, a bridge, and you're, you know, you're just about to experience something special. And just hopefully that, you know, our players and our coaching staff, we could be a part of something special for, you know, a young kid's first time at the ballpark or a family's first time at the ballpark, you know, where, you know, we put on the best show that we can and everyone, you know, walks away enjoying themselves for the time that they're out there, you know, for, you know, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, and special in itself now, the Pirates have upped the capacity now. I think you're going up to 55%. The Dodgers out here are going to 100% against the Phillies here in less than 2 weeks. So it's nice to see the fans back without the cardboard cutouts. And now with the Marlins in town followed by the Dodgers, that's going to pack the place in itself.
You know, it will. And something that you just find interesting, as we were in Atlanta, it was just interesting to see how many, you know, Bucco fans that we had out there. And it's cool to see other teams' fans there. It just shows that, you know, our game brings so many people together to have a good time over a ball game. And, you know, both teams wants to put on the best show, wants to win for their fan base and their families, which makes for a fun night every night.
Well, and not only that, when you look at baseball in general, you find yourself with a lot of spectators across the board. They're big Yankee fans, they're big Red Sox fans, Cubs, Dodgers. It's nice to know that other fan that supports the Brewers, the Royals, the Pirates, some of these small market teams. Then you really start to find out, wow, this is a real genuine fan here. It's not a bandwagon type.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can definitely, you know, tell people's loyalties and, you know, in their hats and, you know, the jerseys that they wear, you know, how they cheer. It's just it's the best thing ever. And, you know, I just enjoy, you know, seeing fans on the first base side while I'm coaching first base with the visiting team also being over there, just seeing them supporting their guys, cheering them on, you know, encouraging them. And then there's some good, you know, friendly banter. Our fans here and visiting fans here have been great. We haven't had any incidences, you know, like basketball, which has been unfortunate. But it's just been great to see, you know, the fans back and, you know, looking forward to here in Pittsburgh of, you know, I think around July 1st, we're supposed to go to full capacity. And so it would just be great. And as the weather continues to turn and get better, get warmer, we see more people at the ballpark.
Yeah, and then when you go to New York and Philly, that's where when you're on that first base side of things, you really hear the fans up close and, you know, those two cities.
Yeah, I mean, there and Wrigley as well, you know, some ballparks you have a little bit more space in between, you know, the first baseline and, you know, the fans. And then some places where there's a tremendous amount of room where you don't really hear as much. I like it when it's closer. You know, you can feel the energy, and we can just use that to our advantage.
Right, and using it to your advantage. Ke'Bryan Hayes came back last night. Boy, he didn't miss a beat, 2 for 4. Ricocheted a shot off that Clemente wall. Had some nice plays with Chisholm Jr. there and Starlin Marte coming back to town as well.
You know, it was great having him back in the lineup. It extends our lineup, and looking forward to adding, you know, Colin Moran back to the starting lineup. So we'll have our cornermen back together. And it just extends our lineup. And that's the coolest thing. And, you know, last night was great. I wish we had more people out, you know, last night. You know, we were, you know, some rain was in the area. you know, so that Marte can, you know, get the return that he deserved. Hopefully there'll be more people out this weekend as the weather warms up. It's supposed to be in the low 90s, high 80s. So hopefully more people will come out and, you know, show, you know, a guy some love that, you know, laid it on the line while he was here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and then you look at last night, too, Tyler Anderson going 5 1/3, gave up 3 runs, and then the bullpen just came in and shut the door. Holmes, Howard, Crick, and Rodriguez just took the fish right out. Tell us about that quartet.
Well, the coolest thing about that is, you know, Tyler gave us, his best last night, and it was just great. You know, ran into a little trouble there. And, you know, Clay Holmes came in, pitched 2 innings, minimized the damage, and gave our offense a chance. And that's what our bullpen has been all season. Just been there and just shutting down other teams, offense, and just giving us a chance to come back. And so most of the time, Richie's been warming up in the bullpen. And he's just been coming in to just, you know, basically extend the game, where yesterday he was able to come in and close it out. So he has more, wins than saves sometimes, it seems like, which is not the case. But he's done a great job for us, you know, coming in and just really attacking, you know, the hitters last night and the season.
Yeah, now the next 3 with the fish. You got Poteet and Brubaker today, Rogers and Keller tomorrow, and then Alcantara and DeJong on Sunday to finish out this series. You got the jump on them now, so when you look at this, boy, they've got some guys throwing too with Rogers and Alcantara tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, they have a good staff, and there's no doubt about that. And, you know, we're just at this point in time where, you know, every person that we face or on the mound that we face, it's just they're tough. And they're bringing their A game, and it's helping us become better, and we're going to throw our best out there. And, you know, we just asked our starting pitcher to give us, you know, 6 solid innings, so that we can just, you know, shrink the game with our bullpen. Because, I mean, if you look at it, you know, across the league, hitting is down all the way around. I mean, you have guys,
right,
you know, the league is hitting 230. So, you know, bunting guys over, hitting and running, moving guys over, you know, scoring those runs, adding on to, a lead is extremely important, because pitchers are dominating right now.
Well, and not only that, that's where you're going to get your no-hitters going up. I think the pitching, you know, we both grew up, and, you know, at least I can, and you could probably condone this, is pitching was 90% of the game. I don't think it's really changed. I think good pitching can stop good hitting. We saw that in 1988 with the Dodgers beating the Oakland A's and stuff like that. So how important is pitching today with these no-hitters and everything up?
Well, I mean, pitching is everything. You know, they're the biggest commodity. I mean, if you can't go hit, you know, unless you pitch and be able to play defense, and you want a guy that can be, you know, very efficient, attack the zone, at times have swing and miss, pitches that's in there, and, you know, be able to just shut down teams after you score. And then you bring out the bullpen, and those guys are just as filthy as the guys that start. And so it just makes it tough. And then when you have a pitcher on the ropes, like, you have to knock him out. Like, you have to get him out of there. And playing small ball is important. You know, when you look at games and I look at the scoreboard, it goes like 9-10 guys left on base, and you go, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't really remember seeing that many people on base, and let alone, you know, you leaving those guys, those potential runs out there. So, and then you look at the scores, and it's like, man, you know, 4-3, 2-4, 2-1, you know, sometimes it gets a little out of hand, but it's Major League Baseball, man, and, you know, having good starting pitching and a good bullpen is what drives teams to win pennants.
Yeah. Okay, my good friend. I know you're waiting for your wife at the airport. Take them Marlins out the next 3. Raise a Jolly Roger. And then when the Dodgers come to town, try to sweep them out as well. How can people get a hold of you?
Man, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TARRIKBROCK, all one word, SR. And, man, just support our team. Follow us online as well at Pirates.com or the MLB app. And just watch our journey. We're trying to build something special here with this young, you know, group here. And, man, it's just fun. It's just fun. I mean, we play really good, hard, fun baseball, and we're just looking to, you know, get in the hunt. So come support us, and thank you.
Well, I'll definitely pass that word along. I'm supporting you 2,500 miles away. Love the Bucks dearly. Love you dearly. We'll touch bases Monday. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you very much every week doing this, and we'll touch bases Monday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We will. And that's Derek Brock live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Probably has a cup of Joe at the airport waiting for his wife to come in. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll touch bases with you all on Monday before the Dodgers come to town. Have a blessed weekend.